Hello and welcome to the WebCertain Global Marketing News Bulletin. I'm Cal O'Connell and here are today's top stories. Amazon introduces a new video feature. E-commerce grows in Brazil despite the recession. And Twitter is falling well below forecasted growth in the US. Amazon has teamed up with a Japanese entertainment company in order to offer its customers an innovative new feature. A television production arm of Yoshimoto Kogyo is due to create a fine dining series that will include items that Amazon customers will be able to select and buy whilst watching. The programs will be exclusive to Amazon Prime Video in Japan and some other unnamed countries overseas. Each episode will be around 40 minutes long, and if viewers like the look of something they see on screen, they can use the Amazon one-click icon to buy the item along with access to same-day delivery on orders before midday. The trial will start in the autumn of this year, and if it proves successful, then it will be introduced into other countries. E-commerce is growing in Brazil despite the recent economic decline. According to Brazil's National Industry Confederation, almost 60% of Brazilians have suffered a loss of purchasing power, leading to less spending in the country. However, despite the drop in overall spending, which has caused growth to decrease by 0.5% over the last 2 years, e-commerce is on the rise. A report from eMarketer also reveals that e-commerce retailers in Brazil are also looking abroad, with cross-border sales increasing from $838 million US in 2013 to an expected $5.2 billion US in 2018. M-commerce is also growing, with 7% of everything bought online being done so through mobile, a figure projected to grow to 14% by 2020. Additionally, Brazilian shoppers were shown by Comscore to spend more time on social media than any other country in the world, with people spending over 20 minutes on average per visit to social sites. eMarketer has been forced to revise its Twitter growth forecast for the US, the company's home market. As the social network struggles to gain users around the world, eMarketer has revealed that due to almost stagnant growth over the last few months, it's reduced Twitter's estimated annual growth in the US from 8 to 2%. The research company has also changed its forecast for Twitter's next 4 years, reducing its forecasted user growth from nearly 14 million new users by 2020 to just 3.6 million. It was also revealed that the US market share that was previously expected to increase is now forecast to actually decrease through until at least 2020. The report said that the decrease in market share was due to platforms such as Instagram growing faster than expected, damaging Twitter's growth. Chinese aviation authorities are looking into lifting mobile phone restrictions, opening up options for passengers to communicate with friends whilst in flight. It's expected that by early 2017, laws surrounding the use of mobile phones on board planes will be relaxed, enabling passengers to surf the internet and use apps such as WeChat. The new option for people to surf the internet aboard a plane is expected to open up new possibilities for e-commerce marketers looking to target Chinese passengers. Zhang Qi, a deputy director at Chinese airline China Eastern, said that whilst his passengers browse the web, he can profit from advertisement and onboard shopping, adding that the move was a big positive. And finally, a study from Nielsen has found that brands and marketers need to be more creative with video content. The research has identified that the success of a video is determined by the format in which the content is delivered and the environment it's delivered in. Harry Brisson, director of lab research at Nielsen, said that there's no one-size-fits-all when it comes to creating impactful branded content, but there are best practices that can be used. The study found that branded content drives 20% higher brand recall than pre-roll ads, and if a viewer enjoys content, the brand will be viewed more highly, and partnering with a publisher increases the impact ads will have. And that's all from me today. Thank you for joining us, and be sure to check out our Catch-Up TV service to access our full database of in-depth interviews with global digital marketing professionals, news, how-to videos, and more. See you next time.